Pinocchio. The Great Search. After 4 long months in prison, Pinocchio was finally set free. And when the iron doors swung open, his only thought was to hurry away from the horrible trap of fools. First he would visit the fairy, and then he would go home to his father Geppetto. The road was muddy from days of rain, but Pinocchio skipped along merrily until, turning a corner, he found his way completely blocked. An enormous snake with glaring red eyes and smoke billowing from its tail lay right across the path. Pinocchio was too scared to try and pass the snake, so he waited at a safe distance for it to move. But the snake just stayed where it was, staring at him with its fiery eyes. At last, Pinocchio summoned up all his courage, walked right up to the snake, and asked very politely if it would let him pass. To his amazement, the snake immediately lay down and closed its eyes. Even its tail stopped smoking. He must be dead, thought Pinocchio. And he tried to jump over the body. But just as he took off, the snake reared up angrily and Pinocchio was thrown backwards and landed head down in the mud. The snake had only been playing, and now it burst into a great fit of giggles at the sight of the puppet's wriggling upside-down body. But it laughed so much at its own joke that it suddenly split its sides and collapsed. This time the snake really was dead. So Pinocchio picked himself up, clambered over it, and ran on down the path. After all the excitement, he felt very hungry. So when he saw some juicy grapes growing in a field, he climbed over the fence to pick a bunch. It was a big mistake, for just as he was stretching out his hand, there was a loud crack as the jaws of a hideous iron trap snapped fast around his legs. Poor Pinocchio screamed and yelled for hours, but no one came. Then, through the gloom, a farmer appeared.
Well, well, what have we got here? Ah, so it's you that's been catching my chickens, and I thought it was weasels.
It wasn't me, really it wasn't. I only wanted some grapes.
Anyone who steals grapes is quite capable of stealing chickens. You're coming with me to the farmyard. My guard dog died this morning, so you can take his place.
And to Pinocchio's horror, the farmer buckled a heavy dog collar around his neck and chained him to a kennel.
If you see any of those thieving weasels, you bark at once, understand?
Then the farmer went off to bed, leaving the puppet with a bowl of water and an old bone. Pinocchio lay down on the straw. Oh, how miserable he was. Finally, he cried himself to sleep. But soon he was woken by strange noises. There, right inside the farmyard, were 4 large weasels. One of them tiptoed over to the kennel.
Evening, Melampo. I'm not Melampo, he's dead. I'm a puppet, and I'm here as a punishment.
Never mind, never mind. We'll give you the same deal as we had with Melampo. If you keep quiet and let us take 8 chickens each week, there'll be 1 plump chicken for you, all right?
Well, I'm...
And before Pinocchio could say more, the weasels had opened the door to the chicken house nearby and slipped inside. Quick as a flash, Pinocchio slammed the door behind them, rolled a large stone against it, and started barking as loud as he could. The weasels hammered at the door, but it was no use. The farmer came running out with his gun, caught all 4 weasels, and tied them up in a sack.
At last I've got you. You're for the cooking pot, you robbers.
What a magnificent dog.
The farmer was so pleased with Pinocchio that he set him free and sent him on his way with many thanks. The puppet went off as fast as his legs would carry him, and he didn't stop running until he came to the wood where the fairy had lived. That's right, where the fairy had lived. Poor Pinocchio found no sign at all of the fairy's house. There was only a marble stone with these sad words engraved on it. Here lies the fairy who died of sorrow when she was abandoned by Pinocchio. It was a tombstone. and when Pinocchio saw the words, he thought his heart would break. He fell down to the ground and burst into tears. He lay there weeping bitterly all through the night.
Poor fairy, he sobbed. Why did you have to die? It's all my fault. I should have listened to you and not that wicked fox. And my poor daddy, what's happened to him? I want to stay with him always and never leave home again. Oh, fairy, please come back to life. Don't leave me here alone.
And Pinocchio wished that he could die himself. Then, in the green light of dawn, a huge dove flew overhead. Hovering above the tombstone, it called down to the puppet. Is that you, Pinocchio? I've been looking for you everywhere. And when Pinocchio nodded sadly, the great bird landed behind him, breathless with news.
You must come quickly. Your father Geppetto is about to sail away. You have been lost so long, he thought you must have gone to another land. He's built himself a boat to cross the ocean and search for you.
Pinocchio sprang onto the dove's back, and away they flew, soaring high above the clouds. He was so scared of falling that he hung on tightly with both hands. There was a long, long way to go, so they flew all day, and they flew all night, and early the next morning, the dove left Pinocchio on a stony beach. A crowd of people were there, shouting and waving out to sea.
What's happened? Cried Pinocchio. Tell me, please.
An old woman explained.
A father has set out in a tiny boat to find his lost son. But now the storm has blown up, and he's sure to drown.
Pinocchio scrambled up a high rock and stared out to sea. Sure enough, there in the distance was Geppetto, waving helplessly back to shore.
Daddy, I'm coming, shouted Pinocchio. I'll save you.
But at that very moment, a huge wave crashed down on the boat, and it was seen no more. Pinocchio dived into the foaming waters and swam on through the storm. He floated easily because he was made of wood, but the wind soon blew him off course. The rain lashed the sea in torrents. Thunder crashed and lightning split the sky. Hour after hour, the puppet was hurled about like a bundle of sticks. And then, one enormous wave lifted him clear out of the water and dumped him down on a sandy shore. Pinocchio lay exhausted on the beach as little by little the sky cleared and the sea became calm. He laid his clothes out to dry in the sun and sat gazing across the water for Geppetto's little boat. Wherever he looked, he could see nothing. But then, a large fish came swimming round the bay, close to the shore.
Excuse me, Mr. Fish, called Pinocchio.
Yes, young man, replied the fish,
who was in fact a dolphin and very friendly.
Have you seen a little boat with my daddy in it?
Oh dear, said the dolphin. Was that your father? During the storm, he and his boat were swallowed by a whale. You poor boy. You won't see him again, I'm afraid.
And he swam sadly away. Poor Pinocchio. First he loses the fairy, and now his father Geppetto. He put his clothes on, and with his heart as heavy as lead, followed the road away from the beach. After an hour, he came to a place called Busy Bee Village, where the streets were full of people all working at their trades. Wherever he looked, there was not a single person idle. This won't suit me, thought Pinocchio. I hate working. By now, he was very thirsty. So, he asked a young woman who was carrying two pails of water if he could have a drink.
Of course you can. Here, drink up.
And Pinocchio guzzled as if he'd never drunk water before. And I'll give you some bread and stew if you'll help me with these pails.
But I hate working. I'm not a donkey, you know.
And some syrup pudding.
Pinocchio was so ravenous he could not resist.
All right, then. I'll carry this smaller one to your house.
They struggled up the road with the heavy pails, and as soon as they were inside her house, The woman gave Pinocchio his bread and stew and syrup pudding. He gobbled them down as if he'd never eaten before. When he'd finished, he looked up at the young woman, and there before him was the very face, with the same hair and the same eyes that he'd thought never to see again.
Oh, fairy, it's you! You're alive! I thought I'd lost you forever like Daddy. I've been so unhappy. Please don't make me cry again.
And he threw himself down on the floor and hugged her knees. The fairy smiled and stroked his head. Then she picked him up and kissed him. I'm glad to see you too, Pinocchio. Will you stay with me now, like a good boy?
Yes, I promise.